This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The earth groans, doesn't it? A deep, unsettling tremor runs beneath the surface of things. The systems built by Edom, the empires forged in arrogance and sustained by deception, are showing their age. And Israel, scattered Israel, is beginning to stir. We are seeing the first movements of an exodus, not from a single geographic location, but from a system of control. For generations, we have allowed ourselves to be woven into the fabric of Babylon. Convenience became comfort and comfort complacency. We traded the hard-won independence of our ancestors for the illusion of security offered by centralized power. Every transaction, every reliance on a crumbling grid, every acceptance of a digital currency, these are not neutral acts. They are links in the chain that binds us. Yahuwah warned through Yeshayahu of a time when dependence would be our undoing, when Israel would be consumed by foreign powers because of disobedience. It's not simply about political domination, but the slow erosion of our ability to live to sustain ourselves according to the covenant. But listen closely. Yahuwah is not a God of stagnation. He is a God of restoration. He promises to rebuild the ruined cities to breathe life back into the desolate places. Ezekiel spoke of it, a promise not merely of spiritual renewal, but of practical restoration. And that restoration demands we reclaim what was lost, our self-sufficiency, our autonomy, our ability to provide for ourselves and our families outside the decaying systems of Edom. We're witnessing the early stages of that reclamation. A growing movement, a quiet revolution, is taking root. It's not about fleeing to the wilderness, abandoning all responsibility. It's about building parallel structures, establishing resilient communities, mastering the skills of self-reliance. It's about cultivating the ability to thrive even as the world around us falters. Yeshayahu spoke of a new exodus, a scattering into all nations, but this time, not as captives, but as carriers of a restored way of life. Isaiah 43:19-21, a scattering to prepare for a gathering. And that gathering, that regathering of Israel, is not a simple return to a geographical location. It's a return to covenant, a return to purpose, a return to the principles of self-governance. It's a restoration of the original design before the fracturing and the scattering. But this path is not without its obstacles. The pressure is mounting. Zion, the focal point of Edom's obsession, is under increasing strain. Reports are flooding in, escalating tensions, manufactured conflicts, a deliberate attempt to destabilize the region and provoke a response. Zechariah warned of a time when Sion would become a burdensome stone for all who try to lift it. Zechariah 12:2-3. They seek to break our spirit, to extinguish the flame of hope, to prove that separation is impossible. They underestimate the resilience of Israel. They underestimate the power of a people awakened to their true calling. They believe they can control us through fear and manipulation, but they are beginning to realize their grip is weakening. Yirmiyahu prophesied the breaking of Edom's iron will, a decline in its power and influence. Yirmiyahu 49:19, the cracks are appearing in the facade, and the foundations are beginning to crumble. This isn't a call to passive waiting. It's a call to active preparation, to forge autonomy within Babylon's shadow, to cultivate resilience in the face of adversity, to become beacons of light in a darkening world. Yeshayahu spoke of Israel going forth with joy, led by righteousness. Isaiah 52:11-12. This isn't simply a promise of future blessing. It's a directive for present action. We must build the engines of our own liberation, brick by brick, skill by skill, covenant by covenant. The watchman sees it clearly. The signs are aligning. The pieces are falling into place. The great and terrible day of Yahuwah is approaching, and within that day, within that judgment on Edom, lies the promise of restoration for Israel, a restoration of land, of covenant, and of purpose. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.